Even though international relations didn't occupy much of the agenda at last week's Republican National Convention, President Obama is facing a key foreign policy decision that could become a political football in the weeks ahead. He must decide what steps to take to try to slow down Iran's growing nuclear program. The president is under pressure on several fronts. Israel wants to set clear red lines on how far Iran can go toward making nuclear weapons. Iran points out that it has a right to peaceful uranium enrichment. And then there's Mitt Romney, who has said that if he were president, he wouldn't allow Iran to enrich uranium at all. Meanwhile, according to today's New York Times, the Obama administration is trying to calm Israel by restraining Iran using, quote, a range of steps short of war. Joining us on the line is David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times, who co-wrote today's piece with Times Pentagon correspondent Eric Schmidt. And David, would you first outline what are these steps just short of war?
The ones they decided to go ahead with include a naval exercise with about 25 other countries in the Persian Gulf for minesweeping. And this is basically to make the point to the Iranians that somehow or another they're going to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and oil flowing. They're also trying to complete a broad anti-missile radar system across the Persian Gulf. But none of these go to the direct question of how you slow the nuclear program, something the U.S. has been trying to do for a long time. And there have been three main methods. One is negotiations, which are going nowhere. The second is sanctions, which have caused pain but have not caused the Iranians to make a change of decision. And the third, of course, is covert action with a cyber worm. Those only buy you some more time, but the whole story of Iran, the United States, Israel, and the bomb has been trying to buy time.
And meanwhile, how close has Iran gotten, do we think, at this point, to weaponizing its enrichment activities?
Well, so far, there is only strong evidence of the enrichment activities. What Iran has not done is explain a raft of evidence that would seem to suggest experimentation on a number of nuclear weapons-related activities. Evidence that the Iranians were cleaning up a site that may have had some weapons-related experimentation underway.
And of course, all of this makes Israel extremely, extremely uncomfortable. At this point, how likely is it that Israel would just go ahead and attack?
Well, that has to do with where these red lines you referred to are set. President Obama has said that he would never allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon. But that's different from allowing them to obtain a nuclear weapons capability. U.S. intelligence does not believe that they've made any decision to make a weapon, but they may have decided to go right up to the edge. So the Israelis have said that they would not allow Iran to gain that capability. And that's really the difference between Washington and Tel Aviv at this point.
And Romney, as we said, has taken this extremely hard line that he would never agree to allow Iran to enrich uranium at any level. But of course, even Romney's advisors seem to acknowledge that Iran has a legal right to peaceful enrichment. So how likely is it that that Romney policy could stand?
Pretty limited chance that would stand. No one that I've spoken to, Democrat or Republican, thinks that the Iranians would come to a final agreement that eliminated all enrichment capability, nor do many think that you need to eliminate all the enrichment capability. What people are focused on is that level of enrichment that takes the Iranians closest to a weapon.
David, it's been quite noted that at the Republican National Convention last week, there was very little serious foreign policy discussion. Did that surprise you in your role as a reporter covering this major international story going on right now?
Well, it didn't surprise me that much in terms of Iran, and you saw Governor Romney make a reference to Iran just to say that, you know, he would be tougher on the subject. What did surprise me, Sasha, was that there was no reference to the 70,000 or so troops that the United States now has still in Afghanistan. I can't recall the last time during wartime that any candidate, but certainly a Republican candidate here, hadn't even used the time of their speech to thank the troops for their life-saving work. You know, for a country that's only 11 years out from 9/11, I thought that was a pretty serious change of tone.
David Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times and author of the book Confront and Conceal, Obama's Secret Wars and Surprising Use of American Power, which came out a few months ago. David, thanks very much.
Thank you, Sasha.
Coming up, it's been 3 years since the feds rescued Detroit. So how is GM doing? Back in 30 seconds, here and now.